WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's about 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the first time since 1991, the city of College Station is updating its regulations on allowing oil and gas drilling. Mayor Nancy Berry says the proposal includes tripling fees for each drilling permit from $2,000 to $6,000.
There's an awful lot of expense the city incurs with engineering, inspection, legal, risk management.
The proposal also includes drilling companies paying for road maintenance and increasing minimum insurance requirements, and drilling would not be allowed in floodplains or flood-prone areas. A public hearing will be held December 18th, followed by possible action. This week's Brazos County Commission meeting agenda included sending a letter to Governor-elect Greg Abbott. County Judge Dwayne Peters says it was his idea, which he later tabled, asking Abbott to reappoint Phil Adams of Bryan to the Texas A&M System Board of Regents.
I think he's been a great regent, and so I thought, well, maybe the best way to do that is to put that as a commissioner's court action. After actually filing the agenda, I thought, well, maybe that's not the best thing to do.
Peters plans on writing a personal letter to Abbott supporting Adams, whose second term on the Regents ends February 1st. College Station police spent 2 hours Wednesday dealing with a man who had barricaded himself inside of his home north of Easterwood Airport. Officers were told the 38-year-old had threatened to harm himself or others and was seen holding an unknown object. Hostage negotiators were able to convince the man to leave his home and was taken for medical treatment. Local authorities are searching for a suspect from a disturbance over the midnight hour Wednesday, which landed the victim in the hospital. College Station police were sent to an apartment complex on Luther, a block east of Welburn, where they learned a woman's ex-boyfriend is accused of knocking out the teeth of her new boyfriend. Local law enforcement arrests this week included one for keeping an officer from keeping an eye on backed up traffic.
Wednesday afternoon, traffic was backed up on University between Texas and College after a load of concrete hit the pavement after slipping off a semi-trailer. A College Station policeman arrested a pedestrian for interfering with his attempt at traffic control. 21-year-old Jeremy Ashton of College Station is accused of swearing at the officer more than 20 times, prompting two other officers to leave their post to check out what was happening. The arrest report also noted motorists stuck in traffic along University at Bazell were taking their eyes off the road and yelling back at Ashton. A brief power outage before sunrise Monday morning in Bryan was due to an accused drunk driver. A patrolman driving on Finfeather south of Villa Maria saw a bright flash and the streetlights went out. The officer found a car that had struck a pole, which brought down the electric lines. 22-year-old Alfonso Medina of Bryan, who entered a guilty plea to DWI in May, is out of jail on bond following his arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan is back from a trip to the Middle East. Most of that time was in Afghanistan, meeting with U.S. troops and the country's new leadership.
I think we're going to leave a stable, democratic Afghanistan. They just had a peaceful transition in power because of a recent election. I think they can continue to do it in the future. So we were pretty impressed. Again, this president could mess it up if he does the same things that he did in Iraq by pulling out too early.
Flores also complimented Afghanistan's military, describing them as warriors who are beating the Taliban's butt and praising the training given by Americans. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 47 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
It's 8:08. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
High pressure will be building across the area today, pushing down from the north and west. It's got some cooler temperatures associated with it. We have sunshine today, high 60 to 65. Tonight clear, lows will fall back to about 40 to 45. Sunshine, a few fair weather clouds, breezy and warmer tomorrow, 65 to 70. Clouds increase tomorrow night, 55. Mostly cloudy, windy Saturday, chance of a shower, warmer. Highs on Saturday near 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Earlier this week, we had discussed how marshmallows came to be on top of yams or sweet potatoes. The Cracker Jack people made marshmallows, and they weren't getting them sold very well, so they put out a cookbook, a lot of different ways to use marshmallows, and the only one that seems to have stuck would be the marshmallows on top of the sweet potatoes. But that brings to the point that, as time goes on, there are traditional foods possibly that you have in your family Thanksgiving meal that wouldn't fit the norm as far as U.S. Americans are concerned, some little something. And, of course, even in the United States, the foods that people use to celebrate Thanksgiving can have a big difference geographically.
Oh, yeah, that was part of the commentary this morning.
Exactly. How about up in Alaska, where the moose and the walrus and the salmon and the seal are thawing right there along with the turkeys? Many families put a twist on their holiday menus up there. Some Western Alaskans turn to a combination of cherished traditional Alaskan native foods, Thanksgiving classics, and some staples. Most every feast will feature your turkey, but also there will be potato salad and jello, pickled fish, fish soup and berried pies, and some berry pies, and some native hunters opt for swan or crane instead of turkey. Ooh, nothing like having a little swan. In a coastal village of Nutok, the village is trying to move to a new ground because of the extensive erosion that's going on there. A community potluck is planned for midday today at a school, according to the principal. He says, I'm sure somebody's going to be bringing walrus, and there'll be moose, and there'll be seal meat. He said, I'm sure there'll also be beluga.
Really?
Musk ox, pike, and salmon. He says he can almost smell the deep-fried smelt right now. Just about the entire village will come to the school, which functions as a modern-day men's communal house for special occasions. Everybody looks forward to the big assortment of wild meat, more choices than they would ever find at home. They come there and they donate whatever they can, be it soda pop or cup of noodles.
I love cup of noodles.
Do you?
I really do.
For Thanksgiving?
Don't care when.
Okay. Hey, Patrick. Christmas idea.
Oh?
Well, yeah, we'll get him a case of cup of soup.
Not cup of soup, cup of noodles. Cup of noodles.
I saw someone found out the largest water setting on their Keurig was the perfect amount to fill up their cup of noodles.
Oh, really?
Just didn't put a K-cup in there.
Hello?
That's awesome.
Y'all need to do a comparison between the guy that does the Hoco jingle and Gary Blair. They sound identical.
The which jingle?
The Hoco, come on down to Hoco.
Okay, all right, okay. All right. Work on that for me.
Tom Baudet?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Could be it. Yeah, it could be. Yeah, so the new Keurig is out there, right? I think I
saw it in the stores. No, there's no way.
And so it's got a carafe that you put under there, right?
Oh, does it?
Well, yeah, I think that's what it is, because you have a carafe setting now.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, that's nice.
But I mean, what happens is the K cup like the size of a softball?
Oh, I don't know, but they've got digital rights management on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's gonna like an RFID.
You have to
on
buy
it.
Their K cups.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like the ink cartridges, right?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, I'll just keep the one I got, as long as it works. And if it doesn't, then we may have to give up drinking coffee.
I'm lucky. I don't have to worry about it.
Now, we use like a 7 or 8 ounce, we have a 7 ounce kettle, and if we need to boil water, it's much more efficient to put it in there and get it to almost boiling, and then you can pour it into the pan. Use a lot less energy, so I do that. Cup of soup, huh? Cup of noodles. Right. Now, is that different than ramen?
It's about the same.
Yeah.
Because, we
were talking
about... You
just get less of it.
Selling like hotcakes doesn't work anymore. Selling like ramen probably would.
Especially in this town.
Yeah, that's like buy it by the case, don't they? Wow. President Barack Obama may not be the commander-in-chief of Homeland fans anymore, but Prince William and Kate Middleton are really, really intense watchers of the Showtime series. I watch this show. I'm kind of hooked on it, yeah, really. Damian Lewis, who really talks funny when he's not being an actor, you know, he talks like he's from England because he is, says the prince told him, Catherine and I are huge Homeland fans. English actor was awarded the official Order of the British Empire, OBE. When did they start giving that to actors? I mean, I guess that's all right. Their country, they can do what they want to.
Well, as they stay out of ours.
And that's it.
Absolutely.
Earlier this morning, we were talking about how the EPA has some new standards that the president announced he's going to put in place yesterday. And that's kind of at odds with the point of view that the state of Texas has and some other states. But consider photos of a foreign cyclist riding with an air purifier on his back in southwest China went viral online yesterday. The man who's identified as Mike.
Mike Brown?
Yeah, you could bet that's his name. Yeah, Mike, an Italian teacher at a China school, was photographed on his bike wearing a breathing mask connected by a hose to a suitcase-sized bag which contained a custom-made system. Mike, air quotes, said he put together the portable air purifier to help him cope with China's air quality during his daily commute. Said the entire setup cost him about $245. So, just saying. Americans are kicking the habit in record numbers. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the percentage of adults who smoke cigarettes is at an all-time low in the United States.
I wonder how much of that has to do with the economy, too.
Well, you have a very good point. From 2005 to 2008, the number of smokers in the U.S. dropped from about 45 million to 42.1 million. Today, with just 17.8% of Americans over the age of 18 smoking cigarettes, that's a record low, the annual report was released yesterday. And you're right. Again, I don't know what they cost, but they're pretty expensive. And that is, well, money could go to something like
eating,
food.
Yeah.
Something for the kids. So yeah, it could well be. The newest trailer for Jurassic World promises fans that the park is indeed open. Now, have you seen the teaser for the trailer now? Or
no, they finally released the trailer 2 days ago. They couldn't wait till today.
Okay, all right. Yet the dinosaurs that populate Isla Nublar have upset some experts who assert that the prehistoric creatures are out of step with advances in paleontology. The full trailer for Jurassic World released on Tuesday, the clip, has since been viewed over 14 million times.
Whew.
Probably a few more since then.
Goodness.
Not all who viewed the trailer are thrilled with it. A paleontologist by the name of Thomas R. Holt says the original movies brought the dinosaur research of the 1980s and 90s to viewers, and the latest one seems to bring the dinosaur researchers of the 1980s to the 2010 viewers. Darren Nash, who's a zoologist at the University of Southampton in the United Kingdom, says, I'm just disappointed, as are many other scientists and researchers, that they've deliberately chosen to portray old-school dinosaurs designed to mimic those of the original Jurassic Park. These guys have nothing else to do. Go ahead.
I know. Even one of my friends said, oh, don't they know there's no such thing as a brontosaurus anymore? They mixed up the bones. And what I'm excited about is Jurassic Park was a technological marvel as far as special effects.
You're right. Yes.
I want to see that brontosaurus because I want to be able to compare it and see where we've come in the past 20 years or where we've come to.
I think you go to a movie and you know what you expect to see. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And a brontosaurus is something that, and a tyrannosaurus rabbit, I mean, that's what kids want to see. And they've done the velociraptors. I mean, mm-hmm. that's something that, wow, what is that? Was that really, because that's the other thing you think is, was this something created for the movie?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we all ended up doing a little 411 on those critters after the original Jurassic Park came out. We started to learn about those things.
And where were the critics on that other biological documentary of talking turtles eating pizza who did martial arts?
Right, exactly. But I guess what they're trying to say is this, boy, they best not say it's a serious movie, but I mean, I guess that's probably what these people are saying. Chief among the complaints is the fact that the Jurassic Park series depicts dinosaurs without any kind of plumage. Researchers have learned since the 1993 release of Jurassic Park that feathers of varying sizes adorned many dinosaurs. In addition, the velociraptors and mausers, Mesosaurs, maybe? I don't know what they are. Depicted in the Jurassic trailer are too large in relation to their surroundings. You see?
Oh, it's probably a mosasaur.
Oh, that's okay, mosasaur. People don't know what that means. I mean, they're not going to, nobody's going to be sitting back stroking their chin thoughtfully going, well, that was very nice, except that animal was too big. You know, I mean, come on. The raptors hold their hands in a manner that is considered to be outdated. Oh, give me a break. God, it's a movie. Go see it and enjoy it, or just don't go see it at all.
Well, that's, you know, it's like when they commented during the big action movie.
Yeah.
Those bullets, you know, the guns only had so many bullets.
Yeah, I see. Right.
And it's come like, on. Come on. It's a movie.
That's not what we're here for. Right.
I'm here to see stuff blow up. That's just cool.
And this is, you're going to be chased by dinosaurs. Okay, fine. Okay, I bet you're going to use some cooking spray today, right? Go ahead and just spray it everywhere. Just spray it everywhere.
Except on the floor.
Yeah. Spray the inside of containers for leftovers. Okay.
Good idea.
Yep. Well, what it also does is it protects against staining, because sometimes that happens.
Aha.
Yes. Spraying your freshly painted fingernails with cooking spray will speed the drying process and moisturize your cuticles. Spray your cheese grater inside and out for easier grating and cleanup. A coating of cooking spray on your knives can make slicing and dicing easier. I guess that would be for your Ronco Popeil, whatever it's called, thingamajig thing. So, okay. Give your keys a shot of cooking spray, and that will help lubricate the inside of your lock.
Nah.
I use WD-40.
Nah.
Oh, what do you say?
Graphite.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, fine. Sure, fine, okay. Because everybody carries graphite with them.
You need it once a year.
Graphite is like Tabasco sauce. You can never use it up.
I know.
There will always be some left.
Keep it in the odds and ends drawer.
That's it.
And since we're talking about that, you also need to do your the spring on your garage door.
Oh, with the graphite?
Actually, they have oil for that.
Oh, well, of course they do.
It'll keep it from exploding.
Okay, yeah.
Not that I've ever had that happen before.
I was gonna say, yeah. Cooking spray is also great at removing paint or grease from your hands. If you don't have any, what's that stuff called?
Turpentine?
Goop? No.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that
goop.
Stuff is, yeah. Much better. Smells better,
Gojo.
Too. Yeah, Gojo, that's the one. Anyway, so you work some into your hands, then you wash with soap and water, and you can get it out. Just letting you know. So, let's see what else. To generate new ideas, organizations often conduct brainstorming sessions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's to get a group together, throw around some ideas of all kinds. The classic number one rule of brainstorming is that there are no bad ideas, but according to idea consultant David Minter, that is a recipe for disaster. The fact is there are a lot of bad ideas out there. In fact, most ideas are bad ideas. That's why 9 out of 10 new products fail. God, what a buzzkill.
No joke.
A better way to brainstorm is to first feed the participants some information. For example, what is the real problem we are trying to solve? What is the goal? What has and has not worked in the past and why? Yeah. Okay, he's an idea consultant. That doesn't mean that David Minter knows what he's talking about.
I mean, maybe this is one of those 9 bad ideas.
If you get into a stream of consciousness type situation, you know what? You may get off the idea of what you were trying to meet about solving. You may come up with another great idea. How many different inventions have been out there because the original use didn't work out?
Yeah, water displacement 40.
Exactly.
Yep.
What happened to the other 39? You ever think about that? I mean,
they didn't work.
Yeah. What was it? I mean, silly putty came from that. Post-it notes came from that. Ideas that originally were supposed to do one thing, they weren't able to do it, and out came very usable products, very functional products from that. So that's fine, Dave. Thanks for the time. Sit in the corner now. It's 8:23. Yeah.
Light of the small farmer. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. About 0.5% of farms now produce about 1/3 of all agricultural products sold. Some farmers have turned to creating entertainment like corn mazes to supplement their income. The holiday season brings with it more online scams, and McAfee is warning consumers about some of them. When consumers are searching for online deals, they can be more vulnerable, clicking on dangerous links, falling for phony contests on social media, or buying bogus gift cards. Tablets are among the hottest tech gifts for the holidays, but you don't have to buy the ones that are the most expensive. Wall Street Journal columnist Jeffrey Fowler says Amazon's $99 Fire HD 6 is a good example of a capable, low-cost tablet. He says it's really about the processor and whether a tablet is fast enough to run apps, stream video, and allow you to Skype with your family. The stock market is closed for Thanksgiving. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Big. This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Texas A&M and LSU will meet tonight at Kyle Field. The game kicks at 6:30. Our broadcast will start at 5:30 on the Texas A&M Sports Network. It'll be the 53rd meeting between the two, and the Tigers lead 29 wins, 20 wins for the Aggies. There have been three ties. It's Thanksgiving, and Coach Sumlin knows that there are a lot of Aggies and then men and women overall in the military who will either watch this game or listen to it over the internet worldwide tonight on Thanksgiving night.
Oh yeah, there'll be a lot of military listening, and you know, Thanksgiving for the people in the stadium, you know, for us, for everybody who's here, it's possible for us to play a kid's game and not be worried about a lot of things. You know, people here have a reason to be thankful and you know, to perform, put on the show for guys that are away and that are, you know, overseas or in the seas or wherever abroad. And you know, it's a time for everybody to reflect and just be thankful for what they have.
Texas A&M head football coach Kevin Sumlin. Again, our broadcast starts at 5:30 tonight on this radio station, the Aggies and LSU. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776-5620.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted best home health agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M class of 06, for a free consultation. 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
You know, just because you're getting a little older, there's nothing that says you have to look your age. Today, medical science has learned how to help your skin look years younger and keep that youthful fullness. And Renewed Essence Anti-Aging Skincare, developed by Dr. Michael Steelman, is at the forefront of helping women keep a younger face. With over 7 times more effective ingredients than the leading department store varieties, Renewed Essence Anti-Aging Skin Cream and Under Eye Serum is one of the most effective age fighters available anywhere. And the cost is about 1/4 less than the department store brands. more effective, cost less, and last longer. So what's stopping you now from having that younger-looking face that you know is there? Bring it out with Renewed Essence. Go to www.renewedessence.com or call 800-465-4411. www.renewedessence.com or call 800-465-4411.
Ever wonder where some of the great fortunes come from? You know, a lot of people believe that the great fortunes are inherited, but any student of the rich can tell you that 95% of all millionaires are self-made and did not get the money from mommy and daddy. And for those who did inherit it, there is no clear evidence of whether that wealth brought the children happiness. Like everything else, it seems to be how the child was raised. Take Mo's son, Walter. Now, Mo was something of a scoundrel. Back in the early part of the 20th century, Mo started a printing business. But Mo didn't print a newspaper or a magazine. Well, that's not quite true. Actually, it was a daily racing form. You know, the odd sheets that all the gamblers and bookies use to know how to bet on a horse at the track. Now, Mo was quite successful at it. Well, how could he not be? He frequently associated closely with gangsters like Al Capone and his rather vast illegal gambling empire. Now, Mo was right on top of his business, though. In the 1930s, when bookies needed the latest odds at the track and couldn't wait for the morning papers, it was Mo who came up with the private wire service just for bookies. Yeah, a near-monopoly nationwide wire service that had every bookie in the country subscribe, even going so far as to print up the giant posters that bookies put up on their wall to post the odds. How'd he do? Well, good enough that he wound up owning the Philadelphia Inquirer, which was a legit newspaper and one of the nation's largest, by the way. But since most of his gambling business was illegal, he was eventually arrested and convicted by the feds. His wealth was estimated at around $300 million when he went to prison on a tax evasion conviction. And that's pretty much when son Walter took over the family money. Walter decided that publishing was a very profitable business if it stayed on this side of the law. So he took the gains from Daddy's illegal gambling business and started what became the largest single publication in the world. It's a little-known fact that Mo's son, Walter Annenberg, a one-time former United States ambassador to the Court of St. James, got his entire fortune from illegal gambling profits from bookies and pool halls. And he started something that most of us use almost every day. So, think about that, won't you? When you sit down for your evening's entertainment, and to see what's on, you open your TV guide.
Welcome to Black Friday, and today, a few facts that may leave you scratching your head. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. I'm Kim Commando with exciting pre-Black Friday news. It's the lowest price of the year for the Commando Tab, my new powerful personal tablet, custom designed and created by me, America's digital goddess. My Commando Tab is powered by the quad-core ARM Cortex-A7 1.3 GHz processor and 16 gigabytes of storage. All your videos, photos, and apps are displayed on the Commando Tab's large and vibrant, bright, high-resolution 10.1-inch touchscreen. The Commando Tab runs on the Android operating system, so there are over a million apps to make your Commando Tab the best tablet you've ever owned. Email, web browsing, shopping, photos, videos, Google Maps, stocks, news, weather, it's all there. And right now, the pre-Black Friday price is only $179.99. Order today and get the lowest price of the year. And also, take a look at our wireless TV headphones for just $34.99. Buying both right now at shop.commando.com/deals. That's shop.commando.com/deals. It's another Thanksgiving Day, and all across America, many stores are already open with Black Friday sales. Unfortunately, regardless of all the hype, the average discounts you'll see today average only 5%. Consider that when you hear in California, two women have been camping out for 22 days in front of a Best Buy store, hoping for great deals. Speaking of which, shop carefully because a good number of stores selling electronics are heavily discounting, get this, one-year-old products. An estimated 12% of Black Friday shoppers will be out there pushing through the crowds while legally intoxicated. And finally, kudos to Costco, Bloomingdale's, Dillard's, and Nordstrom, whose management decided to keep the stores closed today in honor of Thanksgiving Day. And remember, you can follow all the major Black Friday deals at commando.com/Black Friday. It's updated all the time. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News time is 8:33. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Patrick Zeinard. The current chairman of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents, Phil Adams of Bryan, finishes his second term February 1st. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters wants to see Adams stay on the board.
There's been a lot of interworking between A&M and the two cities and the county, especially with the bio corridor and all the research that goes on. And having someone that's here local on the Board of Regents, I think, is a positive thing.
Peters placed an item on this week's County Commission agenda, which was later tabled, calling for a letter of support to be sent to Governor-elect Greg Abbott.
After thinking about it, I'm not sure that it would be best for to take Commissioner's Court action, so we took no action on it today.
Peters plans on sending Abbott a personal letter supporting Adams, who is one of three regents whose term is ending next year. The others are Jim Schwartner of Austin and John White of Houston. It's been 23 years since the city of College Station has updated regulations for oil and gas drilling. At this week's city council meeting, more than 1 hour was taken to explain proposed changes. Mayor Nancy Berry invites those interested to watch for an update on the city's website and attend an upcoming council meeting.
We will have a public hearing and get input. And once the changes that we requested at the meeting Monday night get incorporated, the ordinance will go online on our website so that the public can see it and make written comments or come to the meeting on December 18th and speak to it.
An overview of what was discussed this week is online at WTAW.com. Proposed changes include a ban on new drilling in flood-prone areas and floodplains, not allowing disposal wells and sump pits, increasing fees and minimum insurance requirements, and paying for road maintenance. Local law enforcement arrest this week includes a former College Station resident who was hospitalized following a drug overdose in late September for possession of illegal drugs.
Friends of 20-year-old Brent Sajansky of Corpus Christi told police he had smoked marijuana and ingested cocaine, LSD, and alcohol before he became unconscious. According to the arrest report, officers found four illegal drugs. Sajansky was released from jail after posting bond, is awaiting trial from an arrest in August on another charge of possessing a controlled substance. Three Brazos County Sheriff's deputies were involved in dealing with a disturbance Tuesday south of College Station in the Saddle Creek development. A Bryan man working on a new home site is accused of leaving and disrupting a next-door neighbor. According to the arrest report, 22-year-old Humberto Cesares also walked in front of a College Station ambulance, forcing the driver to make an abrupt stop. A supervisor thought Cesares was under the influence of lacquer thinner, which was being applied to cabinets in the new home. Cesares also accused of running down the hallways in the emergency room screaming and yelling, where he had to be tackled and later shot with a taser in order to be handcuffed. Cesares out of jail on bond following his arrest for public intoxication and resisting arrest. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The disturbance the night before last in College Station turned out to be a case of domestic violence. Police report an ex-boyfriend broke the teeth of the woman's new boyfriend, which required hospital treatment. The ex is still being sought from the fight outside an apartment complex on Luther, a block east of Welburn. A large turnout of College Station officers surrounded a home north of Easterwood Airport Wednesday. That followed a report of a 38-year-old man who had threatened to harm himself or others and was holding an unknown object. More than 2 hours elapsed before the man came out following discussions with hostage negotiations team. Before that, officers used a taser and a firearm that shoots beanbags, attempting to detain the man. Officials say he was not seriously injured and was taken for medical evaluation. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was part of an American delegation to Afghanistan earlier this week. He says Afghan forces, for the most part, plan and execute their own missions, and they're doing a great job.
They're different than Iraqis. The Iraqis, when they get into a jam, when things go kinetic, they have a tendency to cut and run. But the Afghans, they're a warrior class. You know, they stand and fight.
Flores says that's contrary to reports from the New York Times.
Which is unfortunate how that's manipulated. The Afghan National Security Forces are beating the Taliban's butt, and they've done. I have to say, I'm very proud of what they've done. I'm proud of the way our military men and women have trained them.
Flores says American troops in Afghanistan are not involved in actual combat, except for occasional special operations missions. WTAW News time is 8:38. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Honey season is around the corner, and the place for supplies is Sioux Falls Prater. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater and get 5% off on all gun safes in stock. Check out their Yeti coolers and their line of attachments for your ATV, like gun racks, winches, toolboxes, halogen lights, and more. Need equipment for that last-minute cleanup at the lease? Sioux Falls Prater has steel products like chainsaws and trimmers. And for those really big jobs, they're your John Deere dealer for tractors, shredders, and food plotters. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity that you can afford on Highway 21 West.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Good morning. It's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com. Here we go with numbers.
High pressure is going to remain locked across the local area, and that results in plenty of sunshine as we continue to head through a Thanksgiving day. It'll be 60 to 65 degrees. Very comfortable if you want to go outside, walk that meal off later today. Clear, cool tonight, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun, breezy. If you're headed to the stores, temperatures warm up a bit, 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow night, 55. Cloudy, windy Saturday, chance of a shower, a high around 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So we had the first half of that story yesterday, discussing it during this segment, discussing the guy who decided to go and verbally berate the officer who
right.
was directing traffic mm-hmm. and ended up getting arrested. I find it fascinating. He was yelling at the policeman, and then drivers going by apparently rolled their windows down and were yelling at the guy who was yelling, which
right.
is interesting to me. All right, Buffalo got snowed in. We know about that. But remember, global warming is still out there.
Where did I find that?
Yeah.
Oh, now, there was a robot that found the sea ice is much thicker than expected.
Oh, that is, well, see, that's what you're going to have trouble finding that story again. You'll never see it again. See it once. 2014, staying on track to be the hottest year on record. NOAA, NOAA, said in August, September, and October of 2014 have been the warmest months on record. Okay, fine. Since 1909, the Earth has set 17 new records for the warmest on record. This year could likely be year number 18.
None of that surprise. Even if it's all true, nothing they're releasing. These are just numbers. This is what the climate is. If they're not fudging anything, it's what it is. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Well, what can we do?
Well, yeah, and again, it's a snapshot. It is an absolute snapshot. We're only on Earth for, you know, 80 years, 90
yeah.
years. Come
it'd be,
on.
It'd be like measuring your caloric intake today and deciding that you're going to be 300 yeah. pounds heavier by the end of the year.
Right. Okay, here we go. A woman named Jackie, who claims to be a former NASA employee back when they were relevant, says that she once watched two human figures walking toward the Viking lander on Mars.
Come on.
Oh, get out of here.
In 1979. The former NASA employee says her job was to handle downlink telemetry from the lander. The Viking lander was the first vehicle to send back pictures of the surface of the red planet. She says that while she was working, she saw two people walking across the Martian surface.
Whatever.
I mean, this was 79. What's the life expectancy of a Martian anyway?
Yeah, really. Everything they found there is outdated now.
Yeah.
At 79, there's no telling what she was taking.
It's all right. She says the men's suits looked protective, but not unlike astronauts wore. Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
She wasn't very imaginative either.
See how all that works. Robin Williams' estate listed at $25.9 million. Mm-hmm. Reduced down from higher prices up at $35 million back in 2012. 639 acres, rolling hills, 10 bathrooms, 5 bedrooms, screening room, climate-controlled storage for wine and art, had a wine cellar in it also. There's a caretaker's house that has 4 bedrooms in it. Outdoor amenities include infinity and lap pools, 9-stall horse barn, tennis court, hiking trail, spring-fed pond for bass fishing. Probably be for sale soon. What were we talking about a year ago on a Throwback Thursday? The 10-year employee at Pizza Hut claimed he was given no choice but to leave his job when faced with the company's demand that the restaurant be open on Thanksgiving. Happened in Indiana.
Oh, I was thinking, isn't this the date that they released the, or when the hack happened at Target? I think it was today in history.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So anyway, you know, Pizza Hut caught some heat over that. Meat cards, M-E-A-T cards were introduced. Those are business cards made by laser etching your contact information on slabs of dried meat. I don't think that caught on.
Like jerky?
Yeah. Be like business cards.
Here's my jerky card?
Something like that. And on 60 Minutes a year ago, Amazon's Jeff Bezos announced that his research and development department had been working on a project aimed at delivering packages to your doorstep by the Opticopter, 30-minute delivery time. We were talking about that. Was that yesterday, how the FAA is now trying to put together guidelines that you may have to have a commercial pilot's license?
I can understand having a drone pilot's license as something different, but a regular commercial pilot's license, that's just hooey.
8:45. Now it's time for OK America, You're Too Stupid.
Whatever.
Today is just today's edition.
Oh, okay.
Because these people had nothing else to do, they need to tell you how to eat your Thanksgiving meal, okay? See, because the typical U.S. American can eat thousands of calories at this meal, but there are a few strategies to cut down on the calories.
Your eating strategy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start with soup. No.
I've never had soup.
Never had soup with Thanksgiving.
Me either.
Patrick?
Oh.
Can you make it unanimous?
I mean, just ladle some gravy into your bowl,
I guess. I don't think that's what they're talking about.
They're just filling up your... You're just trying to fill up your stomach with water.
This will make you feel fuller faster. Okay, here we go. Your plate. 50% of your plate. Non-starchy vegetables. That's right. Brussels sprouts. Green beans, carrots, bell peppers, and green salad.
That's not Thanksgiving.
50%. Then you stick smaller portions of starchy veggies like corn and potatoes and green beans and winter squash right there. Savor the bird. That's right. Savor the bird. Turkey itself, relatively low in calories if you stick to the skinless white meat. Choose your favorite special side dishes. You know, the ones that you see around the holidays.
Good ones?
Yeah. Keep the serving to a half cup. No! A half cup of stuffing? Come on! What is that, the size of a golf ball once you knock it out of on your plate?
It would be like roughly a handful.
Let's say you get 75 Thanksgivings in your entire life.
Okay, fair.
Would you rather have 76, maybe 77 Thanksgivings or 73 awesome Thanksgivings?
Exactly. Yeah, this is your chance to shine.
Enjoy life. Be thankful.
Yeah.
This is the day to not eat all the stupid stuff you're told to eat every other day of the year.
A Xerox company is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Need a new roof, but it's just not in the budget? No problem. Schulte Roofing offers 100% financing with choices of 6 and 12 months, no interest and no payments, or we can finance your roof for 36, 48, or 60 months. Payments can start as low as $195 per month. Call us today. We have a roof to fit every budget.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Thanks for calling Toyotathon, our biggest event of the year. This is Jan.
Oh, hi, Jan. We're looking for a new Toyota.
Perfect timing. You can get amazing deals at Toyotathon.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, let me ask you, if we're looking... Kevin. Kevin, honey, I'm on the phone with Jan from Toyotathon.
No way! You're getting me a new Toyota? Yes! Is it the new Camry?
Well, we do have great deals on the bold new Camry.
Yes! I'm getting a Camry!
Honey, Kevin just got his license. On top of that, we were talking about a Prius and a Tundra.
You can get big savings on a fuel-efficient Prius or a tough, rugged Tundra.
Please say the Prius is for me and not Kevin.
Have you thought about a stylish and dependable Corolla?
Can we get a deal?
You bet.
Toyotathon is on. Lease a new 2014 Tundra double cab V8 for $309 a month for 24 months with $2,499 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffice.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 12-1-14.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Now let's go back in the other direction. The most fattening holiday foods. This is what you want to know about.
Yes, sir.
Potato cakes, latkes, 319 calories. Cream corn, 330 calories. Eggnog, 335 calories. Sweet potatoes with marshmallows, as mentioned, 419 calories. Your Christmas cheese ball, knock it out of the park, 421 calories.
Whew.
Apple pie, 550 calories. Roast goose, 780 calories.
Never had that.
Talk about never had. Fried carp.
Well, I told you how you're supposed to cook carp, right?
Yeah.
On a pine board, you put it in the oven, cover it with lemon.
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
it bake for 350 for 2 hours.
Right.
You eat the pine board.
That's right. And again, for Thanksgiving, number one, roast pork and pineapple. Yeah. So there. Then you can go ahead and have your stinking veggies after
now
you've done
we're
that.
Talking.
That's the way we're supposed to do it. All right. Let me see. I think it started about an hour ago. It's the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. 86th annual. In addition to the 10,000 Macy's employees, there are 28 floats, 11 marching bands, more than 1,600 cheerleaders, 900 clowns, 16 giant helium balloons, including the new ones, Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, cool.
Finn and Jake from the Cartoon Network. Thomas the Tank, which I think started the parade this morning. Red Power Ranger, Paddington Bear. Also, there's Hello Kitty. Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Spider-Man, Ronald McDonald, Pillsbury Doughboy, Pikachu, okay, Papa Smurf, The Elf on the Shelf, Snoopy and Woodstock, and SpongeBob SquarePants. Performing today, Need to Breathe, Idina Menzel, Kiss? They got those old guys out there doing that? Megan Trainor doing All About the Bass, I'm sure. Nick Jonas.
I saw a parody on for Thanksgiving on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about the bass.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Lots of Broadway and show tunes, too, apparently. Cast of Honeymoon in Vegas, Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, The Last Ship on the Town, Sideshow, and NBC's Peter Pan Live. Saw a thing last night on the making of Peter Pan Live, which is going to be on Thursday, December 4th. And, yeah, that's Brian Williams' daughter, you know, who's doing that.
Oh, no, but, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Brian Williams' daughter is playing Peter Pan. And you can look at her and see. She looks like her daddy to some extent. Anyhow, so that'll be kind of interesting.
I'll hold my breath for that one. I'm holding out hope.
Yeah, it's long. It's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, it's a play.
It is. But they showed some of the stuff that they have done technologically. And, you know, having Christopher Walken as Captain Hook is kind of fun.
That's going to be interesting for sure.
The first parade happened November 27th, 1924. More than 500,000 people lined the streets of Manhattan to watch the bands and the floats. And 25 animals, real live animals that were borrowed from the Central Park Zoo. More than 400 employees at Macy's marching in costume. And, of course, the first helium balloon was Felix the Cat. And it was the first time that Santa Claus showed up at the end of the parade to mark the official start of the Christmas season. No Macy's parades and Thanksgivings of 42, 43, and 44 during World War II. And for Thanksgiving 1963, there was a parade, but all the floats featured Black Bunting because of President Kennedy's assassination.
Oh.
And there were no balloons in the 71 parade because they had high winds, and in 1989, the parade had its first snowstorm. So a little bit of history going on with the big parade that they're doing there in the big city.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
The Bank and Trust is ready to serve your every banking need. We're the largest locally owned community bank in Bryan College Station, and we're invested in our community. That's why loan approvals and other key decisions are made locally by people who live in our community, have face-to-face relationships with our customers, and understand your local needs. From small business loans to construction loans and everything in between, our team can guide you through the process every step of the way. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Chelsea Reber. This Christmas, Blue Baker and News Talk 1620 WTAW are asking you to add a child you've never met to your Christmas list. Christmas angels are little paper angels with a child's name and Christmas gift wish. Choose a Christmas angel from the tree set up inside both Blue Baker locations, 201 Dominic Drive in College Station and 800 University Drive across from the Hilton. Then shop for your angel, drop off the wrapped gifts at the tree, and we'll do the rest. The deadline is December 10th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel. Angel.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, just because it's local radio. And I don't know if they're competition to anybody who has a brick and mortar, but what is the tent at Texas and North Street? You know, big white tent. Looks like there are animals in there, live animals.
Oh, somebody was calling and asking about it. It's a petting zoo.
Really?
They're running advertisements on our sister station.
Oh, are they? Oh, well, then it'd be okay to talk about that. I
don't know the details on it. I just
saw the tent. I just kind of wondered about that. Well, as we mentioned yesterday, if you're working today, you're one of the 14% of U.S. Americans who are.
14%.
Career benefits for working on a holiday. More money. Lots of companies pay overtime. Number two, recognition. Stepping out on the holiday shows your dedication and team spirit.
Shazam.
Yep. Number three, a chance to be a problem solver, showing off your leadership skills as a result of some crisis at your business today. Extra vacation days. Sometimes you get the regular pay and a holiday. Off-peak vacation, making the holiday activities much less busy. Crowded, that's right. Mm-hmm. Traffic's not bad at all today.
Nope.
And a personal satisfaction that you have gone out and done your part.
Do you feel like that?
Huh?
Do you feel like that? Have you done your part?
All three of us are already working later today anyway. Might as well get up and do the same
thing. That's exactly right. We all have things to do later in the day.
Just keeps the rhythm of the week.
That's exactly right. Just remember that the pilgrims were not celebrating a great harvest, okay? the pilgrims were just kind of happy to be alive.
They had shrimp.
Yeah. And it lasted 3 days, the first Thanksgiving. I don't know if that would work or not. From then on, we've celebrated Thanksgiving every year. That's not true. The pilgrims were not partiers, in case you didn't know. Not one of their big attributes. And they did have some sort of another celebration of Thanksgiving that happened about 2 years later. And that was a feast that celebrated the end of a drought. And we did not, U.S. America, did not invent Thanksgiving. Thank you very much.
Well, people gave thanks before us?
Yeah, the very idea. In ancient times, Middle Eastern people offered wheat to the Great Mother and the Mother of the Wheat. And there was the Feast of St. Martin, which was on November 11th. The Indian tribes down in Central America would cut off the head of a young girl, which Probably something that, honey, good news is you've been named for the celebration. Bad news is you're the one who's getting your head cut off. It was the princess of the corn, and it represented the beginning of the harvest. So see, sometimes it hasn't been so good.
Mm.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, you won the beauty pageant.
Exactly. So does our broadcast start today? With all the
3:30 from the Zone Plaza, 5:34 the pregame from the stadium, 6:34 to kickoff.
All right, that'll tell you how to do that, and that'll be on our sister station 11:50, and also right here. So do that. George Eads is leaving CSI. He's one of the originals, if you remember. He's from Belton, Texas, by the way.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep. The other original members of the series, Marg Hilgenberger, William Peterson.